Jonah chapter 4. But it greatly displeased Jonah, and it infuriated him. And he prayed to the Lord, and said, O Lord, I beseech you, was not this result my concern, up to the time that I was in my land, the reason I was quick to flee to Tarshish? For I knew that you were a compassionate and merciful God, long-suffering and of great kindness, and repentant of that which is bad. And now, O Lord, take, I beseech you, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord said, Is it good that you should be infuriated? Then Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east of the city, and he made a booth for himself there, and he sat under it in the shade, until he should see what would happen in the city. And the Lord God appointed a castor oil plant, and he caused it to go up over Jonah to be a shade over his head, to deliver him from his distress. And Jonah was very pleased about the castor oil plant. But God appointed a worm at the rising of dawn on the next day, and it struck the castor oil plant, and it withered. And it came to pass at sunrise that God appointed a sultry east wind, and the sun struck Jonah's head, and he became faint, and he asked in his heart to die, and he said, It is better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, Is it good that you should be infuriated about the castor oil plant? And he said, It is good that I should be infuriated to the extent of wanting death. But the Lord said, You pitied the castor oil plant, which you did not toil over and did not cultivate, which came in a night and perished in a night. Should I not pity the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people, who do not know the difference between their right hand and their left, and also much cattle?